Well, at least you have something in a motion that you can move forward with and not...
Because we have met with our attorney.
Yeah, and then, again, I'm just trying to figure out a way to have pending legal approval or pending... I would include that in whatever motion.
But keep in mind that all funding programs are going to look for match funding. Mm-hmm. So if we limit it to what you already said, I mean, you can't do that. But if we're not successful, then, you know, we don't want to have to do this again.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And then if it's not successful in the long run, we want to make sure, because we have to have it spent by a certain time. And that's why I'm saying
right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever the verbiage is, it needs to be approved by legal before we truly commit.
Oh, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to.
Yes, and that had all been discussed, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to give you guys something more than just a verbal commitment.
So what we would need for these specific grant applications is the written commitment.
And legal can have, we'll have that within a week,
yeah.
I'm assuming. I mean, we'll have that by the deadline for sure.
And then the money allocation, then we could put that to the specific applications for Cheney County to secure the larger amount of funds for Mobig.
But it's a commitment for, and I think what we need is to White River Valley Electric to pursue the
Fiber to the Home project.
Okay, Fiber to the Home project. Okay.
If we don't, you may not be able to answer this question. If we don't give anything, are you guys going to be able to do the projects too? You've done all the feasibility studies. I think whenever we first started talking, it was still a little bit in the air. I don't know if all the engineering stuff had been done.
I think so.
Yeah, it depends on the grants, if we're successful or not with those. So the commitment is going to make our applications more competitive. And so
is a half a million dollars really going to make that big of a difference in the commitments?
Well,
the reason I say it like that is I think $500,000 could be used somewhere else and probably make a bigger impact. Could possibly make a bigger impact.
Yeah, but
it's really
I mean, the way I look at it, and we've already went through this, is the economic impact, the new employment that we're going to build. To answer your question, let's say if we don't get any grant funding, we'll have to reassess for sure. So we're modeling to hit a certain amount in total because we're looking at this as a whole project, not just specific projects or areas for this grant funding. This is just pieces to put together the big project, okay? So we feel good about our applications now, especially with the commitment of support. It's going to help dramatically. So we'll see. I mean, we're moving forward with this because it takes so much time and resources to apply for these applications.
Right. I'm ready. I'll make a motion to commit $4 million to in ARPA funds to White River Electric to apply for Fiber to the Home project grants.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
He was dying to do that.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I was going to make the motion.
No, you wasn't. But I knew you'd want to second it.
Oh, I've got to keep them on their feet.
We appreciate you all.
We don't expect anything less.
No. I can't let Bill and Cassie think they have the upper hand on anything.
We wouldn't for a second.
Yeah. Commissioners, we appreciate
very much so.
Very
appreciate
much.
You taking the time.
This will make a huge impact to the residents of this county and retaining and bringing in other businesses. So
just make sure there are people that agree with our way of life. And
you just go after that grant.
Yes.
Whenever you say people from California, make sure they actually want to live like us. And yes, I said that publicly.
Listen, every time we have somebody move in from there and they come
Marshall?
In, they're told that we don't conform to California ways, we conform yours. And I'll tell you the reply later.
As far as the specifics, do you want me to just email?
Get with Melissa right there, please.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Melissa will carry it to county attorney, and they'll figure all that out.
Wonderful.
She's all your right. direct connection there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be in recess. I've got 10:35 a.m. and we'll recess upstairs for like executive and daily staff review. We'll be in recess.